My understanding is that in Tanzania, it's a free public education system. But the catch is...
Yeah, they say it's free, but it's not really free in the sense that you have to pay for uniforms and books, guard fees and lunch fees and all those kinds of things. And that adds up to $120. And in a country where the average per capita income is like $1.50, that's 3 months of their salary. They don't have that kind of money to send kids to school. And that's just for one kid. So if there's a family that has more than one child, they're not going to be able to afford to send their children to school.
Your mission is to collect school supplies, books?
Yeah, school supplies and fundraise to send kids to school. So we do both.
Collecting school supplies in the United States is one thing. Distributing them in Tanzania, to me, would be a completely different operation.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle the logistics of that? Do you have someone over there who then takes the supplies and makes sure that they get to who they're supposed to get to?
Yes. So what we do is all of our supplies are hand-carried through Tanzania with luggage and all of that. We take a summer trip, and we take some supplies that way, and then there's a professor in Michigan who goes to Tanzania in this beginning of summer, and her students take some supplies with them. When the supplies get there, we have some volunteers in Tanzania who then get the supplies and then distribute it. And when we go ourselves, when we take the supplies, we distribute them ourselves.
You're a full-time high school student?
I'm in 11th grade.
Yeah, where do you find the time for this?
I spend about, in the weekdays, I'd say I spend a total of 2 hours on it, and then on the weekends is a lot of the stuff. So you kind of have to manage the time between schoolwork and this, but I give it a pretty high priority, so.
Project Darasani has been in existence for a little over a year now?
Mm-hmm, yes.
How do you measure your success? What have you accomplished so far?
So far, we have sent 16 kids to school in Tanzania, and we have sent over 11,000 supplies and collected more than 15,000 supplies. So I measure success in terms of how many kids we've been able to send to school and the impact that has. And so any number, I think, is a success. And obviously, the bigger the number, the more success you've had.
So far, are you pleased with the response you're getting from the public?
Mm-hmm.
You find that they're actually supporting poor kids in Tanzania?
Yeah, it's been incredible to see how much the community has really stepped up with this. And we had a supply drive in the summer, and we left out bags in front of each person's house, and they just, whatever you have, put it in the bag. And I was expecting, yeah, some people will, some people won't. But those who did, it was incredible to see how much they gave. And, you know, truly, people wrote us letters and that kind of thing. And just reading that and knowing how much support we have from our community, it's been absolutely amazing.
As you're probably aware, there are a number of relief organizations that provide supplies and money and things to populations at risk in Africa. What is it that Project Darasani is doing that others are not?
I think the biggest thing that we are doing and people see is that it's kids helping kids. It's a smaller scale operation as of now because for the most part run by kids. And so we're doing a lot of the work that's being done is quite similar, but this is a smaller scale. And in that, there's a closer relationship between the kids that we're helping and us. Like when I go to Tanzania, I get to personally see those kids, and we have a name and a face for every kid that we've sponsored. And people see that, you know. And I think the biggest thing really is that we're a bunch of high school students doing this.
Your ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is just to send as many kids to school as possible and have as big of an impact as possible, really.
So this will never end?
No, I don't think it will ever end. It's something I want to do for really the rest of my life. It's something I feel very passionately about, and it's something I will continue doing, at least even after I'm done with high school and college and so forth.
Any thought or plan to expand to other populations or other countries?
Well, right now we're just focused in Arusha, Tanzania. But in the future, I would like to expand to other countries and in different continents as well, not just Africa, maybe in Asia or South America as well.
For people who want to get involved or help out, you've got a website?
Yes, project-darasani.com. And Darasani is spelled D-A-R-A-S-A-N-I.
Saloni Sharma is the founder and president of Project Darasani, helping school kids in Tanzania. Saloni, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.